We now welcome on the call the head coach at Elon, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tremendous effort by your team on Saturday night at Vanderbilt. Come up a little short, 42-31, but as you've gone back and looked at the film, what pleased you about the way your team played?
Well, I'll tell you this. We walked off the field disappointed in the outcome of the game, but proud of our guys for the effort and the resiliency that we showed. We fell into some of the first game pitfalls in that first quarter. We struggled to sustain drives, convert on third down, and we gave up some explosive plays on defense, didn't tackle well early in the game. But we outscored an SEC team 24-21 in the last three quarters of the game. So there's a bunch of positives that we can take out of that game. And, I'm looking forward to some growth as a program here this week.
Yeah, just kind of build on that. That's what I was going to ask. I mean, when you're down 21-0 early against an SEC team on the road, not the easiest situation to be in. How proud of the fight from your guys to be able to bounce back like that?
Yeah, no doubt. And so we went into halftime, felt like, hey, our plan on both sides of the ball on first and second down, we were doing pretty good, and the plan was good. But we felt like third down, we really needed to get things going. And we came out in the second half and we performed much better on third down. And that got us back in the football game, along with some great play on our special teams. That was an area I was really pleased with. I felt like in every phase of the game, we outplayed them. Skylar Davis made a big field goal. They didn't return a single kick. He either put him, deep into the end zone or high and at the 1 yard line and got a fair catch there. All the other kicks were in the end zone. So he did a great job. And Trayvon Jones did a great job from a punt return standpoint. 14 yards a punt return in a game is a big deal. And he set us up with some field position there as well.
Got a question for you from Eddie Hughes. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Coach. What is your evaluation of Matthew and his performance against Vanderbilt?
Yeah, Matthew, he grew during that football game. So, he started to settle down a little bit offensively. I'm sure there's some plays there he wishes he could get back, some balls he wishes he could get back, and certainly some plays at the end of the game. But, Matt's only been in our program for like 30-something practices. So, he's going to keep getting better every week. And I thought he got better, during that game. He's a calm, cool guy. He doesn't get rattled. He's played a lot of football. He's a veteran, and felt like he did a really good job in his first game for us.
Looking at the offense, what did you like, and what are some areas that you guys want to improve on heading into playing against Wofford?
Yeah. So, what we did well was, we had some receivers that really made some great plays. I mean, we put some balls in the air and those guys went up and got it. So I was really pleased with that from our wideout group. We ran the ball well against an SEC defense. The numbers, you're not looking at our rushing numbers saying, wow, but we ran the ball effectively against an SEC defense. So I was pleased with that and our growth up front as well. And I was pleased to see Matt settle in. We didn't convert third downs early. That's an area we need to improve on, but we're better in the second half. And we need to do a better job just in the fourth down situations and short yardage. We got into a little bit of an issue with our personnel. We had a couple injuries at the tight end position. And on the O-line, we had to move some guys around. So we had some trouble with some of our goal line sets and bigger personnel groups at the end of the game there.
And I'm sure you have a lot to build on, especially the way you guys performed the last three quarters. What were the meetings like, and how do you feel about the team moving forward with, the performance, especially in the second half?
I feel very good about our team moving forward. The meetings are, our guys are, disappointed with the outcome. We had a chance to win that football game. We squandered really three opportunities down by 11 to make it a one score game. So, nobody was happy about that. And, but our guys had a good attitude yesterday in meetings and watching the film, and, you stick by that 24-hour rule and turn the page and turn the focus to Wofford.
Tony, talk a little bit about the performance. Obviously, Matthew was outstanding, but your wide receiver group, Jackson Parham, eight catches over 140 yards, including that one spectacular catch. And then the play Chandler Braboy made on the 75-yarder when you're down 21-0, that kind of really seemed to, like, settle the tide for you guys.
Yeah, that was a big spark that we needed in the first half there. And, you know, we felt like we could take some shots. And Chandler's the guy. I mean, he's got great speed. He can get behind some people. But that receiver group as a whole, thought they played really well. Bryson Daughtry made a circus catch as well. And Jackson, you know, I mean, he's tough to defend. He's got good size. He's got ball skills, a great catch radius. You know, he can get in and out of transitional cuts. So I feel good about that group and the way they stepped up and made some plays. And Chandler Braboy, too, on special teams. I mean, he's covering punts for us, did a great job there, returned a couple kickoffs. So it was nice to see him have a big day.
You touched on that running game. Wayne Dixie, the transfer from Butler, our first game with you guys. What does he bring to that backfield?
Yeah, so Wayne, he'll run north and south now. And he can break some tackles. He's a good one-cut back. And so it was nice to see him, you know, find some creases there and pick up some chunks of yards for us. So, yeah, Wayne's a great kid. He's been working real hard, you know, for us. And he's a local. He's a North Carolina kid from Charlotte, from Weddington, from a great program. So we're happy to have him.
Defensively, after that tough start, they really seemed to settle in for you. What impressed you on that side of the ball?
They impressed me on the very first series of the game. We came out and played fast and physical and got them three and out and got the ball back. And that's a big deal when you line up against an SEC opponent or any FBS opponent, Power Five team. So we came out ready to play on defense, you know. Now, you know, we made some mistakes with, you know, the explosive plays early, and we can fix those mistakes. We had some penalties, you know, we had three penalties and two of them were aggressive penalties, you know, around the quarterback. You know, none of them were egregious, but those penalties did hurt us in the second half. But what I was pleased about from our group was how we pursued the football, how we were physical. We showed up around the ball and we were physical. We were putting dents in the ball carrier. Omar Rogers had a great game. He was highly productive all over the field. Trayvon Jones made some great plays and really, you know, lit a fire under us on defense when we needed some big plays. And Marcus Hillman and both linebackers really, Devontae Chandler and Jameer Malone both, you know, ran sideline to sideline, played every snap.
Before I let you go, your team back on the road to face Wofford. Just talk about the challenges that Wofford provides for you on offense and defense.
Yeah, Wofford, they're a local rival for us. So, you know, having been in the SoCon with them, they're a familiar opponent. They're a great program that's been in the playoffs, you know, often. And you know, last year that we lost a football game to them, and that didn't sit well with us. That was a tough loss for us early in the season. So it's a big game for us. Our players, they're familiar with, you know, some of their players. We're familiar with a lot of their guys. We recruit against them a lot down here. You know, they're running it, you know, offensively, they've got a new offensive coordinator. So we've got one game of film of them schematically to evaluate here. But defensively, you know, coach does a great job. He's a great defensive coach, did a great job when he was up at Pitt. And you know, they're going to fly around on defense. They're going to be strong and physical and run to the ball.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time today. Good luck Saturday at Wofford, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.